When it comes to vampires, everyone always focuses on the bite, and I can see why. There's an intimacy to it, a connection, a predation. The result may be of a hunt, of a chase, or of a seduction. The teasing, or the manipulation, or the sheer persistence that led to that point. It's the culmination of something. And it's meaningful. It's taking something vital from you, quite literally. Draining you of something. Marking you in a very physical way. The bite is a large part of the folklore, the fantasies. But it's not everything. If you stop there, you're missing out. If you stop at that point of surrender, or that point of loss, or that point of being overwhelmed and consumed, well, it's all fun. But you're missing out. Because it doesn't stop there, does it? Because it keeps going. Because once you've been taken, claimed, marked, used like that, it's not like you're then let go. Not really. Because in all of the folklore, that's when the conditioning starts. That's when your independence stops. Because when you're bitten, you're not just being drained of blood. You're being drained of free will, of your choices. You're given something in turn, compulsions, devotion, need. That break in your skin, well, it's a break in your mind too, isn't it? Let something in. Let something from outside, inside, to fog up your brain. Maybe it's subtle. You get let go and your memory shifts and switches round, and surely that didn't actually happen. It must have been a dream, and that mark on your neck is just, well, a spot. It's nothing. And then for some reason you find yourself visiting someone a few times a week. You always come away feeling a bit dizzy, a bit fuzzy, never quite remembering why or what. And you don't need to, you're just an object at that point. Just being used over and over again. And each time, your mind gets a little more acclimatized to what it's now for. Supporting the thing that owns you now. Maybe it's less subtle. Maybe you just find that you can't disobey. You've been trained of that ability. Your mind just falls in line. That you can struggle and fight, perhaps. That you can do whatever you like until you're told not to. That the words, the instructions, the commands can't be ignored. That bite has left a mark on you and a mark inside you. Has laid a restraint around your mind, You can thrash against as much as you like, but you're helpless. And you find yourself going back again and again, not because you want to. No, you know exactly what's going to happen. Going to be drained again. Your helplessness reinforced. But that can't stop the fact you'll do it. Because you can't stop the fact you'll do it. Because you'll do whatever you're told, because that's your life now. Maybe it manifests differently. Particularly for those of you who find it so alluring. That bite just starts something. It's not that you're compelled to want more. At least it doesn't feel that way. You just can't get enough. You need more. You need that feeling. You need to know that you're pleasing and serving and being useful to that thing that has claimed you. You need to give in and give up to surrender yourself. You're devoted to it. Dedicated to it. You'd do anything to be useful. Because then you get to feel that surrender again. Really, this is the most helpless. Because you're willingly throwing yourself into your subjugation. And each time it feels better, and each time you're willing to do more. Give more of yourself. Every time, reinforcing. And whichever kind you are, whichever way it manifests, however it is that your mind is taken, well, it's just the beginning. The bite is just the beginning, just the catalyst for your transformation. For your complete subjugation. So the bite is significant. The first bite, particularly. But really, it's what it does to you. That you should focus on. What it does to your mind, your thoughts, your will. Not that it's really your mind, or your thoughts, or your will anymore. The moment those teeth close on you. The moment those jaws close around your mind. You're just a toy. Just an object to be used again and again. So yeah, you can focus on the chase, the seduction, whatever path leads to that helplessness, to that point of culmination, to that apotheosis, where you go from being an independent thinking person to really just a thing. Not that you've ever been anything but a thing, to the creature that bites you. But you go from being a person in the eyes of everyone else to just a thing that supports this creature. A thing that supports this monster. A thing that keeps it fed and happy. And you have no say in it. Because there's no getting out. There's no getting free. You belong to it. You belong to it every second. in every action. Knowing or unknowing, it doesn't matter. You serve it. And you delight in it on that deep level that's where those fangs closed on you. And they took your blood and replaced it with their need, their compulsion. No, there's no way out. You're just a part of it now, really. Just an extension of its will. An extension of its needs. No way out. Once you've had that one single bite.